Today with Claire Byrne on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Sullis. Finish school and not sure what's next? Explore further education and training options at thisisfet.ie.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTÉ Radio 1.
Calling Irish teachers, adventure awaits you in and out of the classroom in Australia. It's a wonderful place to live and to work with boundless opportunities to explore, soak up the sun and to enjoy the perfect life balance. Now that is part of an ad posted online earlier this month in an effort to recruit Irish teachers to parts of Australia where they're experiencing severe shortages of staff. But the question is, can we afford to lose teachers when the TUI is telling us this morning that 91% of secondary schools are experiencing teacher recruitment difficulties? Well, I'm joined on the line from Australia by Tom Sexton, who is Executive Director of Catholic Education Ballarat. And I'm also joined on the line by Rachel O'Connor, Principal of Ramsgrange Community School in Wexford. You're both welcome and thank you for joining us. Tom, first to you, what's happening in Australia with teacher shortages at the moment?
Thanks, Claire. Well, I suppose it's a perfect storm. We've had COVID like the rest of the world, and that's meant that many of the Australian teachers that were considering retirement have moved into retirement a bit earlier. And at the same time, our teacher colleges have had a slump in teachers graduating out of our teachers college. So a bit of a perfect storm for us. We're losing them at both ends, so we've got a crisis lack of teachers.
And you're just back in Australia from Ireland. You were here for a couple of weeks trying to recruit teachers. How did you get on?
Good, yes. We weren't sure how we would go, but it was a very positive experience, and we've got a number of teachers who are interested in exploring coming out to Australia in the coming years. So we're pleased with what happened now fortnight in Ireland.
And you're looking for teachers right the way through the education spectrum, is that right?
That's right. We've got a shortage in early childhood, primary and secondary education. And we've also got a shortage of psychologists and speech therapists as well.
And you met teachers who were interested. Was there a lot of interest here?
Yes, we were probably a little bit surprised about the teachers that we did meet. They seemed to be very keen to explore their options. So that was a surprise to us, because, as I said, we weren't sure how keen people would be, but we certainly met quite a number of teachers that were keen to look at teaching elsewhere as part of their career break. And, of course, the Irish are renowned for being fairly adventurous, Claire, and getting out and around the world. And pre-COVID, we used to have quite a few Irish teachers that would come to Australia, and we're basically trying to, those that want to come back to Australia, we're trying to attract them into our part of Australia to work rather than go somewhere else.
Okay, and they get a relocation allowance as well, don't they?
That's right. Because we're so keen and desperate, I suppose you could say, we're offering relocation allowances for Irish teachers to come to Australia. And if they come to more rural parts of Australia, then we'll basically double that allowance to attract people to our harder to staff schools.
Okay, there are many difficulties here in Ireland, and we were hearing again today, Tom, about the difficulties that schools are having in recruiting teachers. Is there a moral argument, do you think, for not doing this?
Look, we considered that long and hard, because we also have our own teachers going to other parts of Australia, and they're being actively recruited. So what we're very deliberate about in this project is, for those Irish teachers that we're considering or already planning to come to Australia, we're trying to attract them to our part of Australia and Victoria. So we're not there to raid teachers, so to speak, out of Irish schools, but those that were already thinking about it or already planning to come to Australia, those are the ones that we're trying to get to our part of Australia.
Okay, well, Tom, stay with us because, as I said, Rachel O'Connor, Principal of Ramsgrange Community School in Wexford, is on the line too. It's not a raid, Tom says, Rachel, but can you understand how this might be a very attractive offer for teachers who are, in particular, those just graduating?
Yeah, absolutely. Of course I can. And thanks for having me, Claire. I suppose, look, it's one of the natures of your rite of passage, I suppose, as a young teacher, perhaps to go off and teach elsewhere and then come back to us. But I suppose one of the wonderful things about the teaching profession is that the holidays give you the opportunity to travel the world. You know, I travelled extensively as a young teacher all around the world during my holidays. So, you know, there is that opportunity, not necessarily to quit before you begin, I suppose, in the Irish education system, but to use your holidays to do so.
Yeah, we heard the Teachers Union of Ireland, though, telling us this morning that the contracts that are being offered are three quarters of a job. They're not full-time contracts. So that means it's very difficult for people to afford accommodation with the current crisis.
Yeah, absolutely. And as Tom described there, the perfect storm, you know, there is absolutely a perfect storm in terms of the numbers in post-primary will peak around 2024. Our Ukrainian students that have joined us, over 12,000. But it's not as easy, I suppose, in post-primary to fill a teacher full-time as it is in post-primary. There are lots of complexities around the timetable in post-primary, and I know that all of my colleagues would endeavour to the best of their ability to fill a teacher to full hours. But for example, if I had a full timetable with science and English, it's highly unlikely that I'll get a science and English teacher, whereas I might get half a science teacher and half an English teacher. So we do endeavour, it's not as easy, I suppose, at post-primary level, but we absolutely, every principal does their best to fill teachers as high as they can. But we obviously acknowledge, and we've highlighted also, NAPD have highlighted also, that the cost of living crisis, accommodation, etc., is posing difficulties for newly appointed teachers.
So what needs to happen? Because what Tom has on offer there does sound very attractive. You get your relocation allowance, you've got the lovely weather, you've got the adventure, the new experiences. What do they say in the ad? Exploring and soaking up the sunshine, enjoying the perfect life balance. How does Ireland address that and make the Irish positions on offer more attractive?
Yeah, I suppose it's not coincidental, I suppose, that it's Irish teachers that are being lured away, you know, in terms of the high caliber graduates that we churn out year in, year out, Claire. You know, it's incredibly good and attractive career here in Ireland. When a teacher gets into a school, you become part of a community. And the impact that a teacher can have as part of a community is, you know, is priceless. The pay is a very good quality of work, very good pay rates here in Ireland. We're, you know, teachers are due a 6% pay rise to try and combat that cost of living, etc. And there's permanency after 2 years. You know, there was great work done back in 2016, you know, against the casualisation of the profession. So, you know, there's permanency after 2 years. And I suppose what we would urge is that, you know, after the peak and second level passes in 2024, there won't be as many vacancies, and there'll be, you know, far fewer students in the system. And so, you know, there may not be as, you know, there will be far more, I suppose, employment opportunities after 2024 for our graduates. So it's to hang around, you know, get into a job, become part of a community, and then go exploring perhaps later on in your career, or again, as I said at the start, during your holiday time.
Mm-hmm. And Tom, Ireland is a good place for you to recruit, is it not?
It is, and Rachel touched on one of the most important things for us, and that's the high quality that your teachers graduate with. So we're very pleased with the training that they get in Ireland. I think it's world class, and that's one of the reasons we're in Ireland. The other reason is we've got some very close cultural connections, and our part of Victoria where we work is, our Catholic education was established by Irish teachers, and so we've got some very close connections that way as well.
Well, Tom and Rachel, thank you for joining us. Rachel O'Connor is Principal of Ramsgrange Community School in Wexford, and Tom Sexton is the Executive Director of Catholic Education Ballarat, trying to attract teachers to head to Australia for some adventure, perhaps before they settle down.